chesed le kavod Chanukah to give sort of an old fashioned shmuz. I mean, in Yeshia, the inyan of the nisoyin of Yosef Atzadik, the Kedushas Habris, and to put everything that we've been learning and talking about into the context of Chanukah and the time of the winter. So I'm going to try to do this in 45 minutes. It might take 48. I'll try. It's a very big sugya. And it goes back to Pasuk in Navi in Zechariah. There the Navi is saying Nevius and Nevuah on the war that's going to take place between the Hashemnoyim, the Jewish people, and the Malchus of Yavan, of Greece. And the Pasuk says there in Zechariah, in the ninth parak, very interesting lashon, Va'irarati bonayach Tzion al bonayach Yavan. I will stir up, Irarati. I was talking a little bit about it yesterday. I will stir up Irarati bonayach Tzion al bonayach Yavan. I will stir up your children. Jewish children are called Tzion, against your children, and Hashem turns to Greece, to Yavan. Irarati b'nayach Tzion al b'nayach Yavan. What is this term, b'nayach Tzion? Your children, your sons. The sons of Tzion, Hashem is going to stir them up to fight against the sons of Yavan. Ararti b'nayach Tzion b'nayach Yavan. Now there, when you look in the Navi, it's talking about the world of Yosef HaTzadik, because it says in Pasuk Keshes Milesi Ephraim, which Rashi explains, that Hashem is saying that the bag that holds the arrows of the bow, maybe there's a
quiver.
What's it called?
Quiver.
You didn't even go to college, how do you know? That's pretty good. I went to graduate school for so many years. I don't know. Okay. Oh, is that it? Could be. I don't know. So, a quiver, beside that, I've heard that word, that holds the arrows. Milesi. Hashem says, I'm filling your quiver. It's a funny word. I'm filling your quiver with arrows for you to shoot against Yavan. Who? Milesi Ephraim. Ephraim is Yosef HaTzadik. I'm filling the bag of Yosef HaTzadik with arrows, Ararti b'nayach Tzion, to shoot, to fight, and to wage war with b'nayach Yavan, with the sons of Yavan. The union of Yosef HaTzadik over here in Ephraim, the Milchama of the Hashemnoyim, of course, is talking about Kahanim. These are Kahanim. The Hashemnoyim are Kahanim. They're Bnei Levi, they're not Bnei Yosef, they're Kahanim. It's a Milchama of Aidei Kohenecha HaKadoshim, not Yosef HaTzadik. So let's return to something we've spoken about in so many different ways over the years, the Malchus of Leah and the Malchus of Rachel. To understand this, these two Malchus. Yehuda, the world of Leah Yimeinu of Yehuda, is Hapam Oides Hashem. Oides Hashem means the Koch of Haidah, which is the Koch of Bitl. I'm assuming that there's already so much background that all of you have, or almost all of you have in this sugya, that it's not necessary to be Marach. But you all know that the Koch of Haidah, of Haidah, means that woven into the fabric of that amazing world of Lehi Menu, of Yehuda, of David HaMelech, is the ability to be entirely conquered by Elokus, to surrender oneself completely. It's a complete bitl of anarchy. It's all that the Svarim HaKadoshim talk about, especially in the Chabad Svarim, what it means, bitl hayesh. That's the koch of Lei Yimeinu. That's the koch of Yehuda. It's never, ever about me. Bechlal, the name David, how it's spelled, and the Armim Hashem Kedili Sonim, the two Dalads with the Vav. And Yehuda, that Malchus means what's going to be La'asad Lavo. We're waiting for Mashiach Zakenu, and La'asad Lavo, the world of La'asad Lavo is a world that's not about making oneself great, but giving oneself entirely over to the Bo'i Olam. It's everything is about Hashem, not about me. That's ultimately what's going to be. Umalar is Deyas Hashem, Kemayim Le'Mam Chasim. That's what we're waiting for. Therefore, the whole binyan of Beis Leia takes place through the Midah of Tznius. The Midah of Tznius is not, on a deeper level, you all know, is not about knees and elbows. That's the most external manifestation of the Midah of Tznius. But everybody knows here that the Zohar Kodesh says that Leia is the Alma Diskasya, right? The world of concealment, of hiddenness. And therefore, even the way that she came into Am Yisrael was by way of Iskasya, that Yaakov Avinu didn't know what happened. She came into the world of Yaakov Avinu, Biskasya, in a way of that was hidden and concealed, and by Baboyke Avinu Leia. In the morning it was Leia, but it was in a way of concealment, because the whole Malchus of David HaMelech, of Yehuda, of Leia, is Ayin Leirosa Elokim Zulasecha. No eye can see it. Only God knows. It's Mamish Ayin Leirosa Elokim Zulasecha. Is that Bechina that's going to be Mizgalim Yitzhashem with Mashiach, Lasa Lovo with Mashiach Ben David? Of Ayin Leirosa, when everything will be clear that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and L'chot Tishova Koloshen, Tichol Kobach Tishova Koloshen, L'vanecha, it's only Hashem's Baruch. Ein Olavad, Ein Olavad, that's all. That's the world of Leia, Malchus of Yehuda, of David HaMelech. The Malchus of Rachel is a Malchus of Hezgalia. It's a Malchus of this world. It's not the Malchus of the world to come. Therefore, Mashiach ben Yosef is to bring Mashiach ben David. Because Mashiach ben Yosef, the Malchus of Yosef, is Hu HaShalit. Like we just learned, that Yosef HaTzadik was promoted to being the ruler over Mitzrayim. Ruling over Mitzrayim means to rule over, essentially ruling over oneself, right? To rule over oneself, to rule over all in Yonim of this world. And that's why Yosef was designated, was created to be, as Rashi brings down a couple of parashiyos ago, to be Sitnai Shel Esav. He's the undoing of Esav. The arch enemy of Esav is Yosef HaTzadik. Because the chelik of Esav in this world is this world. That's the chelik of Esav, Olam Hazeh. That's how worlds were divided. The worlds were divided between Yaakov and Esav. And Esav's rishus is this world, is the rishus haram of this world. That's Esav's place, the Olam Ha'asiyah. Yosef HaTzadik is the shalit, because the shalit means he has the koch of kibush, to conquer this world. Conquering this world means, as it says in Pasuk, doesn't mean killing anybody. Conquering this world means, b'chol drechecha de'eyu. It's the whole Teres of Hashem. Conquering this world means that you eat l'shem shamayim, that you sleep l'shem shamayim. It means that every single taiva, every impulse that a person has, he figures out how to use that, how to conquer that piece of this world, of desire, of this life, and how to use that as a means of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chol drechecha de'eyu. And that's why Yosef HaTzadik had to be in that place of Potipharah in Mitzrayim, and he had to go through the nisayon with the wife of Potipharah, because that's the malchus of Yosef HaTzadik, is control. It's control. Control, conquest, kibush. Yehuda is, David HaMelech Le'imenu, is being conquered by Elokus. Losing oneself entirely in that ocean, the vastness of Hashem Echad. Then Yosef HaTzadik is really, in many ways, is the opposite. And that's why it's the Koach of conquering. And that's why the Zohar Kodesh says in the Tikkunim, the 14th Tikkun, Kol man denoter ois bris, any person, any Jew, who's guarding the bris, who's careful when it comes to Shmiras Abriz, Zorche l'malchus k'gavna de Yosef. He zorche to a malchus, which is like the malchus of Yosef at Tzadik. Yisrael begin the Natran Bris, Zorche l'malchus. And because the Jewish people guard, we try to guard the Bris, to control our impulses, to conquer our impulses and use them in a way of holiness. Zochel Malchus, the Zohar says, was Zochel Malchus. V'itma b'hoin, and there's a maimer from Rabbi Shimon Bar in the Gemara, Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim heim. Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim, that Jews are b'nei Malachim. And what's the Malchus? The Malchus here is Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is the Sholit, is the one who's in control of this world. He conquers this world. And because of that, he has the ability to know when to use which koach for what, and therefore he's the mashpia, he's the one that gives out the food and so on, and takes care of which is the meat of Yisod. To be mashpia and to be mashpia, because he's in control, he's in control. He knows how to use what and when. That's the inyan of Yosef, that's the inyan of Yosef HaTzadik. Hu HaShalit. It's the koach of being koivish, the tivus of this world. By Yehuda, by the inyan of David Malach, it's something else altogether. But Yosef HaTzadik is that kibush, it's that fight, it's that kibush. And it's the koach of Tzadik Moshel, of Tzadik Yisod, Elam Hu HaShalit. Now, what's Yovan? What's the golus of Yovan? The golus of Yovan, Chanukah is about, it's not just Chanukah. It's Chanukah and post-Chanukah, because the days of Choshech that have to do with Asar V'Tavis, this whole Tkufa, is the Tkufa that's called in the Chazal, Pul Nusha Yovan. Our confrontation with Yovan is the winter. It's the winter. Chanukah, it begins with Shchadish Kislev, Chanukah, very strong, and then moving into Asar B'Tavis, into the month of Tavis, which is a very, very difficult month. So the Choshech of Yovan is very strong these days, even post-Chanukah. It's very, very strong. What's the Inyan of Yovan? The Inyan of Yovan is all of the beauty of this world, all it is seductive. It's the world trying to conquer the human being. That's what Yovan is all about. It doesn't need to be explained. Anybody that has a little bit of a familiarity with that, with the culture, with the philosophy, with the art, and so on. And that's why Reb Tzadik explains there's only one person, a male, who we see in the Torah described in such a way. If you fast Torah, if you fast Mara, it's a funny thing for a man to be described in such a way. He Yosef Yefas Torah Yefas Mara, and Reb Tzadik writes in Kedusha Shabbos, the sixth Maimer, Reb Tzadik writes, HaYofihu BaHagdoras HaTayvus, true Jewish beauty, the Yofi of Yosef HaTzadik, is the beauty of Shmiras HaBris. HaGdoras HaTayvus, being in control of one's desires. K'ma Shekosef Hevel HaYofi Zeh Boaz, like Boaz controlled himself, he's Dafka from Malchus Beis David, where Boaz controlled himself, that's Hevel HaYofi. Hevel HaYofi means Hevel is the Yofi of Greece, is Hevel. That Yafta L'Kilmi Yafi is that Yofi of Greece. That's a physical, just plain, prust physical beauty. That's Hevel HaYofi. What's true Yofi? Is a Boaz. Because Boaz was that night with Rus. That's called Yofi. It makes all of the Yofi of Greece into Nairishkeit, into Hevel. And Reb Tzadik says, "V'loy nimtze b'Torah shevach yofi be'ish." We don't find this praise of beauty by a man. Rak b'Yosef HaTzadik, only by Yosef HaTzadik. Why? So the Kohen writes, "Shahia mugder b'Tayves, shahia mugder b'Tayves, hevel ayofi." Yofi, as it's defined by the world, would be, you take the wife of Potipharah, and you put it, you know, on Facebook. That's the Yofi of this world. Yosef HaTzadik is Mugdu B'Tayvus. Reb Tzadik says, Ki hu shorish kedushas hayisoid shnezgala ba'olam. Because Yosef HaTzadik is the root, is the shorish of kedushas hayisoid, of that meat of Yisod, which we're going to learn a lot about, the kedushas habris, kedushas hayisoid, shnezgala ba'olam, that was revealed in this world. The shorish of that is Yosef HaTzadik. So Yosef HaTzadik has the ability to take all that is beautiful and to use it l'tzadik kedusha, hiddur mitzvah, beautiful tefillin, beautiful sefer Torah, everything else, everything that's beautiful, and to use it in avodas Hashem. And the ultimate beauty is that I don't give in to that taiva of Yavan, and I'm an eved Hashem. And the inyan of Yosef HaTzadik is the bechina of bechor sharei hadalo, is the koach hashar to use that energy. It would be a shame to kill an ox. An ox is a very valuable animal. I mean, throughout all of history, Rav Tvuz B'Koyach Shor, the Shor has tremendous, tremendous koyches. But it's only when it's used properly. If it's not used properly, then he's beating up some Spanish guy in a ring somewhere, you know. But if it's, I don't know if they still do that. I never understood that sport, but that was a very popular sport. But when it's used properly, Rav Tavu is b'koyach shor, b'koyach shor. The shor has tremendous koyaches because it harnesses all of that beauty, all of that strength, of that the raw strength of that beast, of that animal, and it's used to feed people, to give. Rav Tavu is b'koyach shor, which the Indian of Yosef at Tzadik is b'koyach shor hardlo, and that's the brachav b'megah shemayim ital, the whole brach in Torah, in Zayseh brachav. Of Tavua and so on, and the dream that the Yosef HaTzadik and the Malumim and so on with the wheat and bowing down, all of that is the Rav Tuvus B'Koyach Shor, Yosef HaTzadik, the Gevaldig HaKoyachis. What is Meyuchad about? What is it that's unique about the Golus of Yavon? Again, each one of these, there's a lot to talk about, just very quickly. What is it that's unique about the Golus of Yavon? It's not like this by Bovel, it's not like this by Paris, it's not like this by Edom. Although Edom has, of course, Edom has all of them, so Edom also has this Nakuda. But it's Yavindik. What's the Indian of Yavin? What's the Indian of Yavin? The Indian of Yavin is that the Ika Golos of Yavin and the Milchama of Yavin was not really any kind of physical warfare. The fact that there was a Milchama was because we wanted to get rid of them. But if we didn't have this problem and we didn't want to get rid of them, we wouldn't have been at war with them. We'd have been going to the movies and to Broadway. That wasn't the Indian of fighting a milchama. We didn't want to be with them anymore. So the Chashem Noyim is Mila Shamelai, and we fought against them. But it wasn't an Indian of milchama, because the Golus of Yavin is cultural. It's different from all the other Golus. The other Golus are like, kill the Jews. They just kill the Jews. Plain and priced, you know, you put a swastika on the shul and you try to blow it up. You try to kill some people. That's the other Golis. When it comes to Golis Yavin, is there such an Indian of misyavnim? There's nothing by Bovel, Miss Bablam. There's nothing by any other Golis. Because Yavin wasn't saying there can't be any Jews. Yavin was saying, Adarabba, Jews are gewaldig. The Jews are very, very smart and they have tremendous potential. But the ikir is that they should hem shechim his yavein. You understand? To be misyavnim. It was the Golus of Yavin. It's not a milchama lahar la'abeg. It's not the milchama to kill Jews. It's the materialization of an unbelievable koyach mashicha that every one of us is fighting with and struggling with, and that's what all of these shirim are about. L'his yavein. To Hellenize. That's how they say it in English, Hellenism and Hellenize. What does that mean? It means this. When it comes to the Golus of Edom, of Hitler, Yimach Shemo, we weren't given any choices. My grandparents weren't given a choice. My parents, Yibodom Achaim L'chaim, my parents weren't given a choice when it came to their Milchama with Germany, right? There was no choice. When it comes to Yavin, when it comes to the Golus of Yavin, you have a choice. That's what makes it so crazy and confusing. When it comes to the Golus of Yavin, each individual Jew is given a choice. The choice is either you Hellenize, or you give in to the Greek version of beauty, excitement, which is this world, and you buy into that Greek portrayal of life. Or, like Matisyahu and the Chevra, you say, I'm not doing it. Mila Shem Elai. I'm not giving in. I have that choice. And the same way that it was a choice then, it's a choice now. Do you want to be disengaged from Kedushas Yisrael, from Yosef HaTzadik, and go over to the wife of Potiphar? That's what it is. Potiphar is not trying to kill anybody. She wasn't trying to kill anybody. There's no Indian here of final solution. There's no gas chambers. There's no concentration camps by Yavin. B'chlal not. There's an extremely attractive woman who's married to another guy. It's not the same thing as Auschwitz and Mauthausen, right? It's deadly. It's unbelievably dangerous, and it's very seductive. But it's bechlal not like the other galuyos. Here, a person can say, I decided I want to remain a tzaddik, and then the Yevanim go on to the next guy. Then Greece just moves over to the next guy. If you, in other words, if you decide at this moment in your life, when you have an opportunity, the girl in the office, the picture on the phone, whatever it is, if you make a decision, a conscious decision, and you say two words. Listen to the two magic words, Chever, for the rest of our lives, 120. These two words. Two words. Even the one here with the lowest IQ, which could be me, even the one with the lowest IQ can memorize these two words. Or the worst memory, these are the two words. Ani Yosef. So. You want to say it fancier, you want to show like your lamb, and you say, Anom is Arad Yosef Kasina. I can make it fancy. I'm a descendant of Yosef. But it's much better to say it not. Anom is Arad Yosef Kasina. All Jews are called the descendants of Yosef. We're called Shevis Yosef. Even though we're not biologically necessary, but we're all called Shevis Yosef. Noye Kitson Yosef. The Jewish people are called Bnei Yosef. But here it's not, I'm an Einikel from Yosef at Sadik. That's not enough. Ani Yosef. No. And if you say those two words and you mean them, when you have that Nisayin with Eishes Potiphar, and not only that, but you know the 2 days in the Gemara there in Sait, and you actually went with the intention of looking at that thing, or you went with the intention of talking to that girl, whatever it might be, you went with that intention according to that opinion in the Gemara, the Machlokes of Rav and Shmuel, what Yosef Tzadik's intentions were, and his intention was to go into sin, it was to be alone in the house with her, and. Even to the last second, however you get out of it, you see the musdiknus of your father, whatever it is. However you get out of it, you have a choice, and this is the uniquely Yavendik. It's only this gullus of Yavin, and where we're in right now, this chelik of Edom, which is Yavin. It's only in gullus Yavin that a Jew has the ability to say, Ani Yosef, and then there's no wife of Potiphera. She's gone. And the thing on the phone disappears. A person has the ability to say, Ani Yosef. That means, whereas Malchus Yehuda and Leah is the complete giving away or the disappearance of oneself. As Yehuda is always saying, Sadkam Yemeni, Zalo Ani. Yehuda is always saying, Zalo Ani. That's the Indian of Yehuda. You understand? Zalo Ani. It's the Borei Olam. So Zalo Ani. That's Yehuda. That's David HaMelech. Zalo Ani. What does David HaMelech say? We say Shofel Beinai. Kolosot Miyazayis. We Shofel Beinai. Yehuda is always Zalo Ani. And what's Yosef Tzadik? Ani Yosef. You hear the difference? The big difference. There's two different Malchias. There's two different worlds. And Agav, we could understand, since I mentioned the Pasuk, we could understand now in a very clear and simple way the Vikuach, the debate that was going on between Michal, the daughter of Shaul, and David HaMelech, on that amazing day when the Aron was brought back from the Plishtim, right? So David HaMelech is dancing, he's lifting up his bekisha, and he's dancing in front of the Aron, and Michal, the daughter of Shaul, which means which world does she come from? She comes from Yosef HaTzadik, right? Shaul is Binyamin is Yosef HaTzadik. It's Rachel. She's the Malchus of Rachel. It's an interesting shidduch, the two of them, right? So, Michal is watching David carrying on dancing like this in front of the Aaron, and she says, "Man nichbad ayom." She says it sarcastically, "Man nichbad ayom." Like, wow, what a great day this is. "Man nichbad ayom." Melech Yisrael she nigla ayom leini imos avodav ki higolus nigles echad harekim. She's like, What a day this is, that the king of the Jewish people is revealing, because his legs were showing a little bit, like the Mefarshim say, is dancing in like Echad HaRekim, like an empty person, like somebody in a bar. That's how a king of the Jewish people is conducting himself. Kigol is Niglas Echad HaRekim. And David HaMelech's response to that is, when she says that, David HaMelech says, Kalesi Oid Mizais, I wish I could do something more crazy. You know, that means, There's a b'chlal no inyan of the self by David HaMelech. When he saw the Aron, he didn't make a cheshon, what are they going to say, you know, is this going to get onto somebody's chat thing, or is this going to be publicized? He wasn't thinking, oh, yeah, I'm going to be in trouble because they're taking pictures and I'm going to have bad press, it's going to be bad. He didn't think like that. When he saw the Aron coming back, when the Aron was brought back, it was Yichu Kuchabichu, Shchinte Mamish, and he just went nuts. He went crazy. And Michal can't bear this because Michal's inyan is self-control. It's Yosef HaTzadik, right? And it's a sense of self and it's Galia. And how does this play out in the eyes of the world? And she said, "What are you like a Ke'echad Arekim? What is this?" And Don Amal says, "Nikolai Yodmizay." So he says, "Shafel be'enai b'chlal." All the nimusim of Olam Hazeh, all of the correct, politically correct, proper manners of this world by David HaMelech don't mean anything. They don't mean anything to him. He's completely in a place of Einol Levad. You understand? It doesn't mean anything to him. There's no cheshbon like that. Which that's why sometimes they can get in trouble, the children of Leah. We're not going into that right now. But that's the meaning of David HaMelech. It's nothing. This world it means nothing to me. My world is a different world. It's another world. It's a different world. It's not. And Michal Bashal is screaming, "Ani Yosef, Ani Yosef," and how to conduct yourself and how to behave because it's the malchus of Olam Hazeh, Ani Yosef, and Olam Hazeh means to be shaylite, you know, to be shaylite, to be in control. What is this? How are you acting in such a way? This is why the Ramchal writes in his letters, in the 14th letter, the Ramchal. I mean, this is found in others from the Ramchal. The Ramchal Kedarko, there is a tremendous oimik what he writes in the 14th letter. You look in the Igros of the Ramchal, and he says, La'olam, the Malchus of Yosef always comes before the Malchus of Yehuda. Just like Shaul had to come before David HaMelech, Mashiach ben Yosef has to come before Mashiach ben David. It has to be that way. And the reason for that, the Ramchal explains, is because there's no meaning to bittel hayesh, to being mavatli yourself, if you're a nobody. You understand what that means, right? Yosef HaTzadik is, there's a strong sense of self, ani Yosef, koivesh, sholid, mashbir, a sense of self, esgalia, this world, right? Then the chacham is, with that strong sense of self, how to be mavatli yourself to be an eved Hashem. So Ramchal says, the Malchus of Yosef, you have to kind of call be a somebody. When you get some nudnik that he goes around nudniking like you, that he's a nobody, so you're not a somebody, that you should be a nobody, you understand? If somebody's tam a nobody, then there's no inyan of him being a nobody. What does it mean to be a nobody? If you're a somebody, and that's that koiches of somebody bows in humility to the Borei Olam. That's called Malchus Yosef, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. Not that you're a shmata. But you're a shmata, you don't hold yourself to anything. You don't hold yourself to be anything worthy, or you're a nobody. That's a shmata, that's nothing. It's a shmata. Maybe God has some affection for shmatas, but they don't do anything. They don't accomplish anything. They're always walking around with their heads down. It's not a shmata. It's Ani Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef. Koivesh. Tzadik Moishel. Unbelievable koiches. But the Rav Tuas, but the koiches are used only how? For the Borei Olam. That's David HaMelech. That's why it has to come first. Because that's the inyan of Malchus. The inyan of Malchus Yehuda is that bittel, but koydim kol there has to be a Malchus of Yosef at Tzadik, and the Malchus of Yosef this is a very important thing that Ramchal talks about. The Malchus of Yosef is a very very personal and private thing. It's a very personal private matter. The Malchus of Yosef at Tzadik, because it comes down to that business that you have with the wife of Potiphar and your smartphone. You understand? It's a very personal business. Masha'enikain Malchus Yehuda. Malchus Yosef is a Malchus that's when you're alone in your room, and only God sees you. You understand, and you're in control of yourself. That's really the beauty of Yosef Atzadik. That's where it comes from. It's very personal. It's very private. When it comes to Malchus Yehuda means that a person is mevatel himself, and he joins like David HaMelech. That David HaMelech, even though he's the king, he turns around, he grabs everybody, and he dances in front of the Aaron. That's a very big difference. But when the Rambam says about a Melech Mibes David, he says Shelev HaMelech Ulev Kol Kahal Yisrael. The Lev HaMelech is Lev Kol Kahal Yisrael, because David HaMelech Malchus Yehuda means. It means to surrender oneself to the Jewish people. I'm just another Jew. I'm a Yid. That's the name of David, is a Yehudi. And that's all. That's the Lashon of Yehuda, is a Yehudi. I'm just a part of the Jewish people. But Yosef HaTzadik in his Milchama doesn't say that. Yosef HaTzadik says, Ani Yosef. And that's why the Golus that we're living in right now, which is this final stage, this or the, in the Indian of Chanukah and Asar B'Teves, and this part of Golus Edom, which is called Yavan, which is very strong right now, it's a Golus of Yechidim. We have each other. So right now we're all together. It's beautiful. Baruch Hashem, Jews, we're able to sit together in shul, and we have families. But the milchama of Yavan is, of Yosef HaTzadik, is a milchama when you're by yourself in your room. Or it's when you have to go on a road trip for your job. And they put you up in a hotel someplace, in the Hyatt somewhere, in the Grand Hyatt someplace, in Wyoming somewhere, because you're there for work. And there's no other Jew there, and there's nobody there. And there's just the television, and what you're going to watch on the television. You understand? It's not an Indian like you with the Olam. Yosef HaTzadik was by himself. He's the only Jew in the whole place. Nar Ivri. He was the only Jew. There was no Chizik. There was nobody there, B'Shas Maisa. To watch him, to help him. It was a very, very lonely Golus. That's what the guys are going through nowadays. It's a very, very difficult and lonely Golus. Because when it comes down to it, you could be part of a group, you could have 12 steps, and you could have good friends, and you could have a Rebbe, and you could have a good wife. When it comes down to it, it's like it's just you and the wife of Potiphar, like when you're at work or you know wherever that is. When it comes down to it, it's a very lonely and personal matter. The meaning of Ani Yosef. It's a very, very lonely and personal thing. Because that's always the question when it comes, just another few minutes, that's always the question when it comes to this Golus. Are you going to be taken by that beauty of Greece? And when it comes down to that Milchama, it's not, it doesn't help you that you're davening in a shul that's very pretty, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't help you that you have, even nowadays it doesn't even help you if your wife is very pretty. Because so many times you could be dealing with somebody that's having terrible sorrows with this Indian, and he said, what's the matter with you? You have such a beautiful wife. What's the matter with you? You need, what are you going looking? Besodais acherim. Like, what's the matter with you? You have a beautiful wife. What's wrong with you? What's this taiva? Because you ask Akasha, the Indian of that milcham of Malchus Yavan, and the beauty of this world, and you're being able to find your own beauty within yourself, and to say, Zelo b'shvili ani Yosef. And like it says in the Chazal, that Yosef HaTzadik saw the image of his father, and he said, I'm not going to give up everything that I am because of the wife of Potiphera. That's a very personal matter. No one's going to know about whether you did or you didn't. It's not like the other Goliaths. Yeah, they know whether you're beaten or you're injured. The Nazi got to you, didn't get to you. When it comes to this Indian of Yavan, who knows whether the wife of Potiphera got to you? Somebody in this room could be thinking about Potiphera's wife right now. I have no idea. You have no idea. No one knows that. You could be in the middle of Shemnes and you have your eyes closed and you're shuckling the hin in the air, and you could be in the place of Potiphar's wife. That's a very personal matter. Ani Yosef. That's the unbelievable goal is that our boys, that the men of our generation, that loneliness is a crazy, bitter, lonely milchama of Yosef HaTzadik. And now we understand, let's finish up, now we understand that when the Navi speaks about the end of time, It's Chanukah, and Chanukah is the Yontif of the end of time, and he says, "Ararti banayach Tzion al banayach Yavan." He uses such a lashon in the Navi. I will stir up the children of Tzion, the sons of Tzion, against the sons of Greece. So I'm sure that most of you know that it's brought down already in the Kadmonim that Tzion is the gematria Yosef, right? Sion is the Gematria Yosef. Pri Tzadik talks about that at the very beginning of Chanukah. He talks a lot about that. But Sion is a code word for Yosef HaTzadik. Sion is the Gematria Yosef. And the word Sion means the letter Tzadi, which is the Tzadik, in control of Yud Vav Nun. Sion. The Tzadi rules over Yavan. That's the word Sion, right? Tzadi, the Tzadik, Yud Vav Nun, Sion. The Tzadik is in control of Yavan. This Milchama is the Milchama, the war of the end of time. Not on the battlefields, not in Gaza and in Shechem. You know, Shechem is the headquarters of this Milchama. We're not talking about guns. We're talking here about you, yourself, me, myself, Ani Yosef. This Milchama is a very personal Milchama. It's the Milchama of either being a Tzaddik or being Yavan. So, either it's Ani Yosef or Ani Antiochus. Antiochus is also the Gematria Yosef. It's either I am Yosef or I'm Antiochus. So, either it's the Tzaddik or it's Yavan. Tzion. Arati Banayach Tzion al Banayach Yavan. That's the pasuk. Arati Banayach Tzion. Hashem says, I'm awakening and stirring up the boys of Tzion to fight against the boys, the children, the world of Yavan. And that's not, there's a lot of inyan sibori. You know, it's not a public inyan. It's not a public debate. This business of Yosef HaTzadik and the wife of Potiphera, of each person on his phone, and each person and what he does in his hotel room, there's not like rallies, you know, you can go to this. It's something which is very prati, it's very personal. And now, just we could understand also, Agav, a very remarkable thing, that there are two tkufis in the year, there are two periods of the year, two general tkufis. There's from Nisan to Tishrei, and there's from Tishrei to Nisan. Those are the two general times of the year. Nisan to Tishrei, and Tishrei to Nisan. So, from Nisan to Tishrei, those are the months that are called really of the, even though we divide it more, but they're called the months of the Kayetz, of the summer. Right? From Nisan, from Pesach to Tishrei, that's really the Tkufa, the period of Kayetz, of the summer. And those are very public times. That's the time of the Tzibur. That's why the three Yom Tov from the Torah come out during that Tkufa. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot come out in that period. That's the summer period between Nisan and Tishrei. And of course, the whole inyan of Aliyah L'Regel is that the Jewish people are Ato Echad V'Shimuch Echad Mika'am Chagoy Echad Baretz. And the inyan of Aliyah L'Regel, like the Gemara says in Chagiga Chavav, Yasef Kol Ish Yisrael El Ha'ir Ki Ish Echad Chaveirim, that all Jews would get, says in Shoftim, all Jews would gather together like friends. Why are they gathering together? To go up together to Yushalayim. And the Gemara says there, Hakos of Asan Kulan Chaveirim. When it comes to the three regalim, all Jews come together to Yushalayim as a nation, as a people. Asan Hakos of Kulan Chaveirim, which the Nafkim is Nalocha, Shumas and Isis and Demai, the Nafkim is Nalocha. But all Jews come like Chaveirim when it comes to that time of the year. And that's why during that period of time, everybody's outdoors. There's a lot of outdoors, right? During the time from Nisan to Tishrei, everybody's outdoors. Everybody's with the rest of the Chaveir. You're outdoors with the Olam. It's very public time. Park, garden, outside, outdoors. Everything is very outdoors during that time of that period of time from Nisan to Tishrei, the Tkufas HaKayetz, during that time. And that's why it's the time of the Yom Tov of the Jewish people. And Yushalayim is, of course, the Malchus of Yehuda of Beis David. That's that Tkufa. Masha'ena Kain, when it comes to the months from Tishrei to Nisan, which is the winter, right? From Tishrei to Nisan, during the time of the winter, the Chaytshe HaChorev, each person is Sofim B'Soich Be'Soch. Everybody is in his own little world. Everybody's inside, indoors. It's much more of a private, pneumistika time, that time. It's not being outside, it's being inside. And it's the time of the Yachid. That's why Chanukah comes out during that time. Now, with Purim, we'll talk separately, but that's why Chanukah, because there's an inyan of Nikalu V'Yamal Nafsham. There's an inyan of getting together. But Chanukah is near Ishu Beisai, which is the toikif of the winter is Chanukah. Of Tkufas Teves is Chanukah, not Purim. The toikif, the strength of the winter, of the darkness of Teves, the ikur is the ontiv is Chanukah. And Chanukah is Davka near Ish Ubeisai. And we read the parashiyos of Yosef HaTzadik during these winter months, during Chanukah. Because the milchama of the winter is not the milchama outdoors, so to speak, with everybody else. It's not the inyan of Alila Regal, Yushalayim. It's by yourself. Because that's what the winter is. Everybody's indoors. Everybody's more in that world of his own. And that's why the inyan of Chanukah is near Ishu Beisai and Rabim Biad Ma'atim. Because the time of the summer, Tkufa is Rabim. And the time of the winter, Tkufa is Ma'atim. That's how life is. And the Milchom of the Chashmonaim was a Milchom of Yechidim. It was one family. Yechidim. It wasn't like Am Yisrael. It was a Milchom of Yechidim that were trying to get things going. But it was a Milchom that began with the individual. It didn't begin with the Tzibur. It began with individuals, because it was a Muhammad that came from individuals saying, "Anachnu lo muchanim l'hityavein. We're not going to give in to become as Yavne. We're not going to Hellenize." It was just the Yechidim that said that, and it caught on, and other Jews fought. And that's always the Muhammad. That's always the fight of the winter. It's always a fight of V'yosef hayiv Mitzrayim. These are the parashiyos of V'yosef hayiv Mitzrayim. And how do you live? How do you conduct yourself when you're at work, Mitzrayim? How do you conduct yourself in that hotel, Mitzrayim? How are you behaving? Well, Yosef HaTzadik didn't have a father over there, didn't have a mother, didn't have any chizik, didn't have any way to live stream the Ashir to get some chizik to watch, you know, Ashir or something. He was in Mitzrayim, Mamish, by himself, a tremendous Baltaiva, Yosef HaTzadik, tremendous Baltaiva, in Mitzrayim, in Mamish in Mitzrayim, in the headquarters of Erev HaSaretz of that world, and Livado, without his father, without his mother, without his mishpacha, without his Rebbe, that's the Milchama of Tavshin Ayin Tes. Who are you when your mom and dad are not there, and your Rebbe is not there? Who are you? Who are you when you're by yourself? Are you a Tzadik or are you Yavan? Varati Banach Tzion. Who are you? Who are you? That is the feeling that many of the Chevra have now, the boys have. So the girls also, but it's much, much, much stronger by the boys than Yosef HaTzadik. That they have the whole inyan of what does it mean? What's Asar B'Teves? That Asar B'Teves is that Nebuchadnezzar. Means that some Yerushalayim b'matzor b'matzok Yerushalayim was besieged. Besieged means when you're closed up, you're locked indoors. It's not a milchama that's taking place outside. It's Yerushalayim was besieged. And a siege means nothing comes in and nothing goes out. But a siege means that feeling of being besieged. That feeling of, you know, like being under house arrest. Of being in jail, like Yosef HaTzadik. Which one of our tzaddikim was like that? So you see that Yosef HaTzadik in jail, in the pit, in the bar, and then in jail. You don't see such an inyan by Yehuda, by David HaMelech. We have Sasar B'Tavis, that you feel like you're in a pit. You feel like you're under siege. You feel like you're locked up someplace, and the cell is shut, and you're in this dark room. And then the wife of Potiphar comes in to give you Shalom Aleichem. That's what it feels like now. That's what it feels like now. That's the Ararti Banach Tzion al Banach Yavan. It's a very lonely and difficult milchama. That's why from the beginning, what I've been saying, what we've been talking about is that L'kol HaPachas, a father has to be there with a son. That the kid should feel that my father's with me. It's a very different parasha if you're able to see Demus Diukna Shlavicha, you know? You would see your father's image. I once told you that my daughter Surya is a funny story. Surya says when she was in seminary, there was a certain Nisayan she had. She's a big tzaddik, so it wasn't like in Kedush and Yonah, but some sort of a Nisayan that she had. I don't know what it was, but she was always very, very holy, Surya. And she said she had a big Nisayan, and she didn't know what to do, the right thing, the wrong thing, something with a friend, whatever to do. And she remembered that Rashi says that Yosef HaTzadik, when he went through the Nisayan, So he saw the image of his father in the window, and then he was able to pass the Nisai. So Suri told me that. So I closed my eyes. I said to Suri, you should have thought of Zaidi. You should have thought of Zaidi. You should have gone back. You should have gone back a little bit further. She said, nah, it didn't work. I tried. It didn't work. But the truth is that our kids have to have our image. The fathers. It has to be an image that goes with them at the Mitzrayim. That's in the end what happened. That Yaakov, went with Yosef somehow in some mysterious way. Yaakov went to Mitzrayim. The boys have to have the image of the father there with them. Without that, they're not going to be able to manage. We're much weaker than Yosef at Tzadik. And even though we were Sheiris Yosef, we're just the remnant of Yosef. But the Rosh Hashanah knows that it's just too hard and too lonely. But when a boy has his father, when a boy is zeichet kadim to have a father, and the father is a father that knows how to put his arm around this kid, and knows how to, even though he doesn't have all the answers, and everybody's nervous, I don't know what to say, and I don't know how to answer, what am I going to say? It's not the ikkah, all the fancy explanations, all the different tirades. The ikkah is that a kid knows that my father gets me, and that my father has indicated to me that he knows what it's like, and imcha nachi b'tzarkas, I also went through this. And I was there too. And you know the story with the Holy Vision, and it's not to tell the whole story now, but you know there was a ma'aseh that not with the vision of the Holy, with the Karlina, with the Baron Hagadol from Karlin, that he took the Chassidim, whatever, they went to a place, and they were screaming there in the middle of nowhere, there's a whole Goyisha village, and they were screaming. And the end of the story is that even though they didn't understand what that was, but years later, there was a whole Yeshua that came, because the guy that was in that place remembered that there were Jews here that were screaming. And in the end, Rabbi Aaron Kalina said that I might not be able to be with you on that day. I'm not going to be in the world anymore. But remember that I was once here with you in this place. But you tell your children, tell your grandchildren, and that we screamed out to Kadosh Baruch Hu in this place. And that somehow that brought about a Yeshua also. And they remember that the Zayde told the story about how being in that place and screaming out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And even though we don't always have the answers, but when a kid feels that my father's with me in this place, somehow they'll be able to win in that war of Harati, Banach Tzion, of Banach Yavin. The Muhammad should already be finished. And we said, Zaycha for that time. Of all the machine behind Tzion, Lishba, the Zayis, of Ha'is, Lashem, Mamluch. Amen.